The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And so excited to welcome in a guy that I couldn't be prouder of. I was like, I voted in person, Grant Stinchfield, last week. And of course, I walk into the polling place, stood in a line for the first time in my adult life, went up to the poll, cast my vote for my friend, a guy I am extremely proud to stand next to and by every single time because he did something different. He fought for California. And Larry Elder, what a pleasure it is to welcome you back into the Morning Answer. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the great job that you did. And congratulations. I'd like to know how many votes you actually got, but the Secretary of State's obviously using Common Core math to do their counting. But you got millions of votes, and you should be extremely proud of what you accomplished in such a short amount of time. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. I think it's at 2.5 million now, but they're still counting. And as you mentioned, the lines were really quite long. It turns out the Republicans tend to vote in person.
Sure.
And the long lines, we all thought were a good sign for us. But, you know, the margin of defeat was much bigger than we thought, although I think that margin is going to shrink over time. Over the next several days, it will probably shrink. And my margin of victory over my rivals will probably increase.
Can I tell you what I think is going on here? And poor Grant. Grant can attest this. Larry, I've been so, like, upset and apoplectic about the Secretary of State that we actually called them as a media outlet, wondering why the slow counting. And look, maybe this is all conspiracy, but I think they wanted to say Gavin Newsom won and beat this thing in a landslide because they didn't want to have to explain how terrible he really is. So it's much easier to show the numbers that came from the early voting. They haven't yet counted in all the votes that came in day of. And I do believe, look, under no grand illusions that we win this thing, but certainly that margin is going to be tighter and that we made some progress here and incrementally we're fighting to take the state back.
Sounds like you were eavesdropping on my campaign. We felt the same way. Excuse me. They called the election within 30 or 40 minutes of the polls closing. And clearly they couldn't have been counting the votes that were cast that day. And I think you're right. They wanted the big headline. The recall not only failed, but it failed by a wide margin, which is a referendum on Larry Elder, referendum on the people that signed the petition, the referendum on what a great job Gavin Newsom is doing. That's the headline that they want, and that's the headline that they got. Now, 10 days or so from the election, I believe the margin would be much, much smaller. And had that margin been reported, the whole, you know, narrative would have been different. It would have been a closer call. Gavin Newsom would have had to do some self-reflecting and so forth. But they wanted that kind of headline, and they got it.
Yeah, I often argued that I know that the safest way to vote is certainly in person. But I really do believe after watching 2020 that maybe we need to be mailing in our ballots in great numbers, going out and collecting your family's ballots and mailing them in great numbers so we're not stuck in a position where they're calling the race early.
Well, it looks like mail-in ballots are here to stay. European countries have all gotten away with it because of the potential for fraud. So we're going to have to fight fire to fire. Same with ballot harvesting. We weren't doing it, and then we learned how to do it, and we took back those 4 seats in Orange County. So if this is what they're going to do, we're going to have to figure out a way of fighting the same way they fight.
Hey, Larry, can I ask you, so what do you do now? You come back to the radio show? Do you run for governor again?
He runs for president is what he runs for.
What I do now is take off for a month and just figure out what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to leave the state, maybe go somewhere, maybe Florida or something, and just hang out, talk with Nina, and figure out what we're going to do. Obviously, returning to radio is an option. But I really don't know. It was a long, 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 grueling fight. I didn't realize losing would hurt this much. I always thought it was a long shot, so I sort of prepared myself that worst-case scenario, I would lose. But I must tell you, Jen and Grant, it's much more painful than I thought, particularly given the margin of defeat.
Mm-hmm. And I think
I was just going to say, I remember, maybe I mentioned this to you before, Bob Dole, when he got beaten in 1996, contacted George McGovern, who got swamped in 1972, and said, when does it stop hurting? And McGovern reportedly said, I'll let you know if that ever happens.
Yeah.
So it's not easy.
Well, I think it's also because there are so many indications. And this is where I think people look around and go, what was happening behind the scenes? I've heard that the unions were demanding that people within the union go out and ballot harvest, that they were making phone calls. Obviously, they outspent you in an incredible way. And you did an amazing job fundraising in the time that you had. But there were just a lot of things that were operating in their favor right now. But incrementally, there are some victories that we can take about it, broadening the tent of the Republican Party in California, about operating on people's distaste for Gavin Newsom. There are plenty of people who voted against the recall because they don't agree with them necessarily, but that don't like Gavin Newsom. There's plenty of room. But I would say this to you, Sage, in all seriousness, it's very difficult. And I think if anybody can do it, it can be you, to run for governor again. That's always an option. Obviously, the radio career is yes. You know, your voice is missed every single day. But when you talk about the fundraising and you talk about the national appeal that you had, it's got to be something that you must be thinking about on a national level. Are you at least like considering that? Because it might even be an easier task than running for California governor.
Well, I'm considering lots of options, Jen and Grant, just lots of options. But about the fundraising, I was outspent 10 to 1. They raised $200 million. We raised $20 million. The best case scenario was that I would raise 10. I raised 20. But they ended up raising $200 million. And the battlefield is so different than it was in 2003 when Gray Davis was recalled. There are now 5% more registered Democrats. There are 40% more registered declined estate. And even the New York Times said they tend to, quote, lean left, close quote. And there's 33% fewer registered Republicans. So it's a very different electoral map than it was back in 2003 when Gray Davis was recalled. And I still got the same percentage of the replacement votes as did Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I never starred in Terminator.
Well, Larry.
But you could have.
So you know, like any great radio host, and I know you would do the same thing here. I always look for the moment that makes news in an interview. And what you said, I think, is the huge news here, that there's a possibility you do not return to radio. Tell me about that.
I did not say that. I said I'm going to think about it. I'm going to look at all my options. Again, it's time to reflect. You know, what I did right? What I did wrong? What could I have done differently? If there is a rematch, is there any reason to feel that the outcome would have been any different? You know, I never had very much respect for our media, and they lived down to my expectations. I mean, the LA Times reporter / columnist referring to me as a black face of white supremacists, the LA Times putting a picture about the incident in Venice where a woman, white woman in a gorilla mask throws an egg at me. And the headline is, elder involved in altercation in Venice. And the photograph looks as if I'm slapping a female when I'm embracing the daughter of Gloria Romero, a Democrat who crossed party lines to support me on the issue of school choice. And we contacted the LA Times, the woman in the picture did, and complained. Other people complained. And the LA Times removed the picture but kept the headline. Rose McGowan, the actress, claims that she was raped by Harvey Weinstein and that Gavin Newsom's wife contacted her about 6 months before the story exploded and said, well, what can we do to make you happy? What can we do to make this story go away? And we hold a press conference, and nobody cares. I'm not saying it's true or false, but for crying out loud, had an allegation like that been made about me, and there were allegations made about me, headlines ran for 3 or 4 days, nobody cares. Gavin Newsom's wife calls Rose McGowan, the woman that outed Harvey Weinstein, and says, what can we do to make you happy? And nobody cares? This is the kind of crap I put up with for the whole 7 weeks.
And I would add, they were awful to you, and they were all over the place talking to all of your colleagues and everyone trying to dig into your life, trying to get something on Larry Elder. Now, here's where I think we maybe need to make a little noise as we move forward on all of this. Don't think for a second that if you, former President Trump, anybody in a high position during all of this had someone racially attacked like you did when you were in Venice, the media would have asked for you to call that person out, right? To say that they don't stand for racism. Where was Gavin Newsom saying that we have our differences and we're running this race, but there is no place for racism in this recall election? He was nowhere. He was silent. They only choose to protect minorities when it's convenient for them, just like Jennifer Newsom only protects females when it's convenient for her. It's despicable.
It is. despicable. And you look at all these people, the heavy lumber that came in to cut commercials for him, whether Obama, whether Bernie Sanders, whether Warren, they all said the same thing. This is a Republican takeover. Nobody defended this man's record on crime, on the cost of living, on homelessness, on the crappy education kids are getting K through 12 in urban areas, on the rolling brownouts, on the failure to adequately deal with our water supply, on the way he managed the forest. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And we campaigned on the issues, but they kept raising stuff up about abortion, about minimum wage, about whether or not I believe the 2020 election was stolen. These are the kinds of things that the other side was raising, and the media let them get away with it because the media was complicit.
I think you're absolutely right, and we are proud of you, Sage. You're the only one that won anything in this election. Take that with you, because the Republican Party lost by not getting enough people out. The governor has to deal with this mess that he's created, but you, Larry Elder, got over, probably when this is all said and done, well over 3 million votes in the state of California, and that is nothing to sneeze at. So make room on your dinner card. We'll take you and Nina out to celebrate.
It sounds good.
All right, there he goes. Follow him right now for all the latest developments on Larry Elder at Larry Elder on Twitter. And Larry, be safe out there. We will talk to you next time.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.